天父，我们感谢你，今天晚上再一次机会来到你的面前，我们来敬拜，我们来迎接你。我们知道你也在我们中间，你要叫我们寻找的要寻找，叩门的就给我们开门，祈求的就必得得着。主啊，若是我们今天在我们在座的还有那一位你的主耶稣基督的，主啊，求你的话进入他们的心中，你的圣灵把他们的心门打开，把他们的心窍打开，使他们能看见你，能够认识你，能够接受你。我的主，求你今天晚上与我们同在，你的话语好像两刃利剑，能够刺进我们的心，连我们的骨节骨髓都能够刺入而破开。我们主，我们所了解的是那么的有限，按我们该知道的我们还是不知道，但是我们感谢你启示和智慧的灵在我们的心里面，你会引我们进入真理，叫我们看见了你的话而发出亮光来照亮我们的路程。把今天晚上这个时间我们恭敬的我们奉献给主，求主与我们同在，也求主让讲的翻译的有受教的舌头，让我们听的人有受教的耳朵，我们一同在主的话里面受教导。我们将同心的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名，阿们。早上我们跟各位思想到迎接主。
This morning we talked about prepare to meet our Lord.
乃是基督徒属灵生活的操练。
It is a practical exercise of our spiritual life.
是属灵生命的实质。
It is the reality of our Christian life.
也是属灵真理的奥秘。
It is a mystery of the truth of Christian doctrine.
我们所提到这几件事情有一个目的。
We mention these things, we have a purpose.
就叫我们能够预备我们自己去迎接我们这位主。
So therefore we can prepare ourselves to meet our Lord.
这之中呢是要引我们面对面的与主相见。
The ultimate purpose so we can face to face see our God.
就是说我们要等候我们的主耶稣再来。
Therefore we wait for the second coming of our Christ.
到今天为止还有许多基督徒不愿意谈主再来的道理。
Many Christians do not want to talk about the second coming of Christ.
为什么不愿意呢？
Why they don't want to talk about
it? 因为他认为主再来了，那我在世界上享受就完了嘛。
They think that if Jesus comes today, that they will end of their worldly enjoyment.
圣经里面说，这些有形质都要被焚烧而消化。
And all the material things would be burned in the Bible recorded.
那不是太可惜吗？
Wouldn't be too.
我都还没享受够，那这些就被火烧掉，就消化了，那不是可惜吗？
Isn't it odd that if I didn't enjoy everything, that everything would be burned, that I lost my chance?
有的人不肯谈论主再来的问题。
Some of the people do not want to talk about the second coming of Christ.
因为他们不明白。
Because they don't understand.
这些是一个未知数，到底主真的再来吗？
Because it would be a question mark. They don't know.
他们不能够接受圣经所给我们的真理。
They cannot accept the truth that was recorded in the Bible.
他们认为这是个奥秘，我们不了解。
They think it's a mystery that we cannot comprehend.
我们既然不了解，我们也不能够谈的真真正正实到主再来，所以算了，不谈吧。
If we cannot comprehend, why should we talk about? So we just neglect it.
有许多不同的态度对主再来的问题。
So there are many attitudes towards the second coming of Christ.
有一次，个教会的牧师听见我们教会要在查考启示录，他很奇怪。
And one time a pastor listened to that our, he was informed that we were studying the book of Revelation in our church.
这个教会是不信主再来的。
You know, this church, they really do not believe the second coming of Christ.
这个牧师很惊奇。
And the pastor was very startled.
他说启示录可以查考的吗？
You mean we can really study the book of Revelation?
他那个人敢查启示录呢？
Who is daring enough to study the book of Revelation?
我们根本不懂。
We don't even know this book.
到底这个启示到底讲的对不对，我们都不晓得。
We don't know whether it's right or wrong in this book.
他觉得我们查启示，他觉得很稀奇。
And he was very surprised that we would study the book of Revelation.
他不了解主再来。
He couldn't understand that Jesus will come again.
有他的真实性在里面。
And it's a reality that Jesus will come again.
我们在这节当中跟各位要提到主再来的真实性。
And the first, we want to emphasize the reality of the second coming of Christ.
我明天跟各位谈到这主再来的必要性。
And the necessity of the second coming of Christ.
明天晚上跟各位谈到了主再来的警惕性。
And also, we want to talk about the warning of the second coming of Christ.
我们这次跟各位谈那个主再来的一种的挑战性。
And also, we want to talk about the challenge of the second coming of Christ.
主耶稣再来是的的确确的，实实在在的。一点不能疑惑的。
And you cannot doubt, it will be a fact, and it's certain that he will come again.
圣经是神透过历史教训和预言来表达神的心意和彰显他的作为。
And the Bible, all through the Bible, God had manifested his power and his doing, his function through history, through prophecy, through teaching.
这个主再来这个问题，这个预言的问题虽然是个奥秘，但是这些已经逐步的应验了。
And even though the prophecy would be a mystery, but gradually everything has come to reality.
从这圣经的预言，我们来证明这个圣经是神的话，不是人的思想的产品。
So therefore, from this prophecy, we can prove the Bible is the word of God. It's not something that the man.Think about and write it.
因为圣经许多的预言都已经应验了。
Because many of the prophecy has come to become a fact.
现在还没有应验的东西，还要继续不断的应验。
And some of the prophecy has not yet come to reality. Will come later.
主耶稣这个圣经的预言的中心就是耶稣基督。
The central theme of the Bible prophecy is Jesus Christ.
虽然在旧约里面没有耶稣这个名字。
Even though in the Old Testament they did not mention the name of Jesus Christ.
但是全本圣经的主题乃是耶稣基督。
But the whole central theme of the whole Bible is Jesus Christ.
这本圣经的中心就是十字架。
And the whole central theme is the cross.
所以保罗写信给哥林多教会说，我不知道别的。
So Paul wrote a letter to the Corinthians church that I do not know anything else.
他说我只知道一件事。
I only know one thing.
这件事是圣经所告诉我们的，耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
That I know that Jesus Christ and his nailing on the cross.
旧约所应验的耶稣的降生已经实现了。
And in the Old Testament, prophesied about the birth of Christ, that has already happened.
讲到耶稣在世界上受苦，他的工作也实现了。
And talk about Jesus Christ lived in this world. He was suppressed or suffered, and he worked, he preached, and this also has come.
讲到主耶稣基督为我们钉十字架，为我们成为罪，而且死、埋葬、复活都应验了。
And also, the Bible prophesied that Jesus will be nailed on the cross, bore our sins, shed the blood, and buried and resurrected. This all has come to pass.
就为应验耶稣基督升天也应验了。
And also his ascension to heaven.
那么耶稣基督再来也必定应验。
So therefore, the second coming of Christ will come.
今天晚上跟各位谈的这个主再来的真实性，乃是注重这个预言方面的。
This evening, I want to put emphasis on the prophecy of the second coming of Christ.
我们从三方面来跟各位思想。
From the three parts, I will talk to you about it.
第一方面从旧约来看。
First, from the Old Testament point of view.
第二方面从新约来看。
Second point of view from the New Testament.
第三方面从现实的景况来看。
And third, from the current events.
给我们看到主必再来。
To let us know that Jesus will come again.
请各位先看一节圣经，在彼得后书第一章。
Let's read one verse. Second Peter, first chapter.
19节。
19th verse.
在新约第341面。
In my Bible, it's the New Testament, 1310 page.
彼得后书第一章十九节。
First Peter, Second Peter, first chapter, 19th verse.
翻到以后，我们一起念这一节圣经。
Shall we read it together?
我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处。你们在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候，才是好的。彼得在这里很清楚地告诉我们说，我们有先知更确的预言。
It says here that we have the word of a prophecy made more certain.
啊，预言是一个奥秘。
Prophecy is a mystery.
但这里说这个奥秘好像灯照在暗处。
And it says this mystery is like a light shining in a dark place.
灯照在暗处是很明显的东西。
It's very obvious when a light shines in a dark place.
很清楚。
Very clear.
虽然这个地方那么的暗，但是灯照了，我们看得很清楚。
Even though this place is dark, but if the light is on, then it's bright.
先知的预言就好像灯照在暗处。
Therefore, the prophecy of the prophets are just like a shiny light in a dark place.
因此，他要求我们，让我们能够把这个预言能够留意在我们的心里面。
So therefore, he wants to let us pay attention to this prophecy in our heart.
要等。
Until.
等什么呢？
Until what?
只等到天发亮，晨星出现的时候，那才是好的。
Until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts.
等到天发亮，晨星出现。
Until the day dawns and the morning star rises.
这个晨星是一个耶稣基督。
And this morning stars prophesied about Jesus Christ.
这个预言的中心是集中在耶稣基督身上。
Therefore, the prophecy, the central theme was Jesus Christ.
我们要把它放在心里。
We must put in our heart.
一直等到这个晨星出现。
And wait till the appearance of this morning star.
那是讲到旧约的预言必定应验的意思。
And it really emphasized that all the prophecy in the Old Testament will come to reality.
我们这本圣经称为新旧约传书。
And this book we talk about the Old and the Testament, the whole Bible.
这全部圣经是从八个月组成的。
The whole Bible consists of eight covenants.
从创世纪开始，我们看见了伊甸园里面神在立个伊甸园。
And in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, we saw the covenant of Eden.
然后亚当夏娃犯罪以后，神给他们立一个亚当约。
And then the covenant of Adam.
后来在人犯罪之后了，神跟挪亚立个挪亚约。
And after man sinned, God made a covenant with Noah.
到了后来，神跟亚伯兰立个亚伯拉罕约。
Then the covenant with Abraham.
后来摩西带他们出埃及，跟立个摩西约去立法。
And then Moses took them out of Israel, and God had made a covenant with them. That was the law.
那跟大卫立一个大卫约。
And also he had a covenant with David.
以至于巴勒斯坦约。
And the covenant of Palestine.
旧约一共有七个。
And in the Old Testament, there's seven covenants.
但主耶稣基督再来的时候，主耶稣来的时候，他用他的血给我们立的新约。
But when Jesus came to this world, he used his blood and he made a new covenant with us.
这是恩典的时代。
And this is the age of grace.
那我们看见这个旧约有七个月，已经有五个月已经完成了。
And we can see out of the seven covenants, five has already come to pass.
这个伊甸园里面，我们看见神说你不要吃，吃的只要死。
And in the covenant of Eden, God said, "You shall not eat. The day you eat, you shall surely die."
这个人犯罪作恶已经背了神，这个罪的工价是死，已经成就了。
Therefore, man has rebelled against God, and the wage of sin is death, and this has already come to true.
人犯罪之后，神给亚当说：“你要你的和蛇的后裔，蛇要跟你的后裔彼此一仇，你的后裔要与蛇彼此一仇。”
Then the covenant of Adam says, "Your descendants will be enemies to the serpents, and serpents' descendants will be enemies to you."
那个你的后裔已经出现了。
And the woman's descendants will be the serpent's enemy, and this woman's son has already come.
后来神跟亚跟挪亚立个约，意思说神用洪水消灭这个世界。后来神说我不再用洪水来消灭这个世界。
And also after man sinned and were wicked, then God told Noah he was going to restore the world with the flood.
那个天上的虹出现了。
Then God made a covenant. From now on, I will not destroy the world.
今天我们一看见天上的虹，知道哦，神跟挪亚立的约。
So God made a covenant with Noah with the rainbow. So every time when we see the rainbow, we remember the covenant of Noah.
神绝对不会再用水来消灭这个世界。
Therefore, God will not destroy the world with flood again.
后来神看见世界人都拜偶像离开神，就神就选召亚伯拉罕要他离开本地本族父家往神所指示的地方去。
And after God see that the man sinned and was wicked and worshipped idols, and he chose Abraham to leave his own country, his fatherland, and alone out of Mesopotamia to go to a place.
亚伯拉罕的顺服神，结果神就叫他蒙福，而因着他叫万世人蒙福。
Because of the obedience of Abraham that he was blessed, and because of his descendants, all of us were blessed.
亚伯的后裔叫万代人得福，就是耶稣基督。
And therefore, the descendants of Abraham would be blessed the whole world. That was Jesus Christ.
后来以色列人下埃及，神救了摩西，把以色列人拯救出来，就给他立一个摩西约，在西乃山上给他们立的约，就是今天的律法。
And therefore, after Moses took the Israelites out of the bondage of Egypt, and God made a covenant with them as the law in the Mount of Sinai.
这五个月都成就了。
All these five covenants have come to pass.
但是后面这两个月
，But the two remaining covenants
到今天为止还没完成。
Today it has not come to pass.
这两个月要一样的要成就。
And those two covenants will come.
这两个月什么呢
？What are those two covenants?
大卫的约。
Covenant with David.
就是神要应许大卫的后裔要永永远远的坐在大卫的宝座上做王。
And God promised David that his descendants will be sitting on the throne in eternity.
第二个第七个月就是巴勒斯坦月，神要把这个巴勒斯坦这个地完全归以色列人所有。
And the seventh covenant was the covenant of Palestine. The whole area will belong to the Israel.
这七个月当中还有两个月要等待主耶稣基督再来的时候才成就的。
And those two covenants will come to a reality when the second coming of Christ.
我们看两段的圣经，第一段在那个以赛亚书第九章。
Let's read a certain scripture. Isaiah
第九章
ninth chapter.
在旧约
The book of Old Testament, book of Isaiah.
第八百十九面
Ninth chapter. In my Bible is the Old Testament 743 page. Page 347.
以赛亚第九章第六节第七节
Sixth and seventh verse.
第六节已经应验了，第七节要等待耶稣再来的时候应验。
The sixth verse has already come to pass, but the seventh verse will come.
八百十九面，我们一起念这个六节七节。
Shall we read it together, the sixth and seventh verse of Book of Isaiah, ninth chapter?
我们一起念：因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、慈事、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权平安必加增无穷。他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。这两节圣经一节已经成就了。
These two verses, one has already come to pass.
第六节说，婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权要担在他的肩头上。
It says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders.
一位婴孩为我们而生。
For us a child is born.
记得当主耶稣正降生的时候。
When Jesus was born.
天使向那个伯利恒野外的那些牧羊人报佳音。
And the angels announced his birth to the shepherds in the wilderness.
他们里面要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
And the angel told them, you will see a child wrapped in cloth in a manger, then that will be a sign.
各位，你知道那个记号的两个字什么意思？
And what is the meaning by the sign?
什么记号？
What kind of sign?
一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号。
And the sign was a child was wrapped in a cloth and laying in a manger. That would be a sign.
那个记号就是来说明了以赛亚先知书第九章第六节那个有婴孩为你们而生，有一子赐给你们，那一个婴孩就是记号。
And for a child, for us, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given. This is the child that New Testament talked about.
那个记号就是证明那个预言已经成就了。
And that sign to prove that the prophecy have come to a reality.
但是主耶稣并没有担政权。
But Jesus did not have the governorship.
这里说政权必担在他的肩头上。
It says the government will be on his shoulders.
有人解释为什么耶稣基督进入耶路撒冷的时候，那些人喊活塞纳活塞纳，那些人结果喊叫说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
And people say, why? Just a few days ago, that when Jesus came to Jerusalem, all the people say, Hosanna, Hosanna. Then a few days later, this same group of people nailed him on the cross.
这些喊叫 Hosanna, Hosanna, 是我们的王来了。
And they call, Hosanna, Hosanna, our king is here.
他骑着驴驹要进入耶路撒冷城。
And he was riding on a donkey coming into Jerusalem.
他要进到西的王宫里面去。
He will be entered to the palace.
他要推翻罗马的政权。
And he'll destroy the rulership of Rome.
他要坐在王位上面。
He will be sitting on the throne.
他要担任政权。
And he will be the governorship.
他要建立一个自由的国度。
And he'll have a free country.
这是他们的希望。
That was their hope.
因为以赛亚说，政权必担在他的肩头上。
Because in the book of Isaiah said the government will be on his shoulders.
这句话他们很失望。
But they were disappointed.
耶稣进入耶路撒冷城之后，并不是进到虚的王宫，推翻罗马政权。
But after Jesus came to Jerusalem, he did not destroy the rulership of Rome.
他反而跑到圣殿里面去。
But he went to the temple.
拿起鞭子来，把那些卖牛羊各职的慢慢赶走，在接近的圣殿。
And he whipped all these merchants and selling.Things and he wants to sanctify the temple.
他们看这个圣殿是圣的，你怎么可以来破坏圣殿？
And the temple is a holy place. How can you make a merchant's place?
他们对耶稣失望。
And they were disappointed in Jesus.
因为耶稣并不是担任这进入耶路撒冷担任政权，担负政权。
Because they did not think that he would take over the governorship.
他反而对付那些祭司，那些守殿官。
But yet he really was.Dealing with the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
他们说
Then they said.
最后说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
Then they said, nail him to the cross, nail him to the cross.
他们不认识耶稣基督。
They did not recognize Jesus Christ.
耶稣第一次来，并不是要担任政权的。
The first coming of Christ, he did not want to take over the governorship.
主耶稣降生乃是拿着牧羊的拐杖，做一个好牧人，在那里教养的生命。
Because the first time he came as a good shepherd. He wanted to give us a good life, an abundant life.
主耶稣要拿铁杖来管理万国，乃是他第二次降临的时候。
The second time he will be coming with a ruling with an iron rod.
因此，耶稣必要再来。
Therefore, Jesus will come again.
因为政权必担在他的肩头上，还没有成就。
Because the government will be on his shoulders has not yet come to a reality.
他还没有坐在大卫的宝座上。
He has not been sitting on David's throne yet.
但是圣经最后一句说，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
But it says the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
神必要成就这个事情。
God will accomplish this.
因此耶稣必定再来。
Therefore Jesus will come again.
然而这个大卫的约才能够成就。
So therefore it will accomplish the covenant with David.
神是信实的。
God is a faithful God.
他必成就这事。
He will accomplish this.
这给我们看到了主耶稣来要担任政权。
Therefore when Jesus comes,He will become the governorship.
他必要再来。
He will come again.
在启示录那里讲到主耶稣再来要做王一千年。
And in the book of Revelation said when Jesus comes over, he will reign for 1,000 years.
他要用按照神的旨意来治理这个国度。
He will use God's will to govern this world.
那就是我们所盼望的千禧年国。
And this is what we hope for the kingdom of millennium.
从这一个月里面，我们看见主必再来。
So from this covenant, we know that God will come again.
我们再看另外一方面。
From another point of view,
不但是要成就那个大卫的约。
Not only to accomplish the covenant with David.
主耶稣再来要成就巴勒斯廷约。
And also, he will accomplish the covenant with Palestine.
这个巴勒斯廷要再归回神的子民的手中。
The whole area of Palestine will belong to.Israel.
但以理书第二章，让我们一看看。
Book of Daniel, the second chapter. In my Bible, it's page 948 in Old Testament.
但以理书在旧约第一千零四十面，我们从一千三十九面看起，且从三十一节看起。
From from the 31st verse.
这是一个有历史性的啊、的 一段信息。
It was recorded in history.
啊、底下就是一些预言性的。
And then it will be heavenly prophecy.
在旧约1039面，啊、但以理书第二章31节。
Daniel 2nd, 31st verse.
31节念完34节。
From 31st to the 35th verse.
我们一起念。
Shall we read it together?
王啊，你望梦见一个大象，这象甚高，极其光耀，站在你面前，形状甚是可怕。这象的头是金金的，胸膛和膀背是银的，肚腹和腰是铜的，腿和贴是铁的，脚是半贴半泥的。你观看，见有一个一块人非人手折出来的石头，打在这象的半贴半泥的脚上，把脚砸碎，一是金银铜片泥都一同砸得粉碎，成为夏天河床的上的糠秕，被风吹散，无处可寻。打碎这象的石头，变成一块天大山，充满天下。那这里给我们看到了这一个。尼布加尼撒王所做的这个梦。
Here we see that King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream.
他发现他建立过一个大的像。
He dreamed that he built a large statue.
他的头是金的。
And it was an enormous statue, also an appearance, and the head was the statue was made of pure gold.
他的胸膛和两个膀背是银的。
And its chest arms of silver.
他的肚腹是银的 是铜的
and his belly and thighs are bronze
然后这个脚是贴的
and it's a lace of iron and it's lace of iron
那就大腿是半贴半泥的
and it's a feet partly of iron and partly of baked clay
看这个像很高很大
and it was a huge statue
那忽然间又看见一块大的石头
then he saw a piece of stone
他这个不是人手所做出来的石头
and this piece of stone is not made by man's hand
下来就把这个像一砸就把这个像砸得很砸碎了
and it struck the statue on its feet of iron and clay and it smashed them
那这个像被砸碎就好像夏天的糠秕就飞散就没有了不见了
and the iron, the clay, the bronze and the silver and the gold were broken to pieces at the same time and it became like chaff on the threshing floor in the summer
最后这个石头就变成了大山
and the rock that struck the statue became a huge mountain
这个大山充满天下
and it filled the whole earth
这一个意象
and that was a vision
从历史一直看到将来主再来
and it's from the ancient history to the coming of Christ
这个意象这个大象在当时整个都是预言
in that time that was a prophecy
但在今天我们来看是一半是预言一半已经成了历史
but from today half of itMost of it has already accomplished, has already passed, and some of them has yet to come.
如果你再看到35节再看一下，你就看到他解释。
And after 35th verse, you can see the explanation.
那么这个尼布加尼撒王，那这什么意思呢
？So King Nebuchadnezzar didn't know what that meant.
但以理说王啊，这个是神要向你说的话。
And Daniel said, King, this is what God wants to say to you.
他这一个像啊，是向你说的。
And this statue it means to talk to you.
他说这是神要显明奥秘的事给你看。
Because the God of heaven and giving you dominion of power of glory.
我们看29节。
And the 29th verse.
他说王啊，你在床上想到后来的事，那显明奥秘事的主把将来必有的事指示你。
And you were lying there, O king, your mind turned to things to come, and a revealer of mysteries showed you what is going to happen.
那么但以理就开始解释了。
So then you start to explain this to King Nebuchadnezzar.
这个金的头是什么意思呢
？What does the golden head mean？
他这金的头就是你，你尼布加尼撒王，你是巴比伦的王，是一个非常这个显耀的一个地位。
The head of the statue was made of pure gold. It represented king of Nebuchadnezzar. He was the king of Babylon at that time.
但是在你以后，有两个国家出来。 他比不上你啊。
But after you, there will be two kingdoms. It will not be as powerful as you.
我们看见过了七十年之后，马大波斯出来了。
And after 70 years, Media Persia kingdom came to reality.
这个马大波斯联合起来对付巴比伦，结果把巴比伦推倒。
And the Median Persian kingdom combined their forces and destroyed.Kingdom of Babylon.
所以这一个胸膛和两个膀臂是一表巴比，而且一表这一个啊马大波斯。
So therefore, the chest and arms represent Media Persia kingdom.
而马大波斯虽然把巴比伦打倒，却不如巴比伦。
But even though they destroyed the kingdom of Babylon, yet they were not as powerful as the kingdom of Babylon.
所以这个银的比不上金的啊。
So the silver cannot compare with gold.
这个头是金的，这个两个膀臂不过是银而已。
So the two arms and the chest were made of silver.
他说过了不久以后，有第三个国家出来要推翻这个啊马大波斯。
So the third country will come and get rid of the major Persia kingdom.
那就是以后的希腊出来了。
And that was the kingdom of Greece.
希腊经过了越过这一个啊爱琴海，而征服这一个整个马大波斯的版图。
And the kingdom of Greece came.Cross the Sea of Aegean, then they represent the Valley of Thighs of Bronze.
希腊把马大波斯推翻之后，统治整个的当时的世界。
And the kingdom of Greece, ruled at that time most part of the world.
虽然希腊的力量那么大，但是比不上马大波斯。
Even though they were powerful, yet they were not as strong as the Media Persia kingdom.
这叫肚腹是铜的。
So therefore, the belly and the thighs.
铜的比不上银的。
And bronze can compare with silver.
因为希腊是用思想、用哲学征服世界。
Therefore, Greece used the reasoning and used the philosophy to accomplish the world.
在以后，第四个国家出来了。
And the fourth kingdom came.
那四个国家，那个国家是铁的，是非常强壮的。
And its legs of iron, very strong.
那就是以后罗马帝国已经兴起来。
And the rise of the Roman kingdom.
罗马帝国兴起以后，就把那个希腊打倒。
The Roman Empire destroyed the kingdom of Greece.
后来罗马分成东罗马跟西罗马。
Then Roman kingdom was divided to the east and west.
就是两个腿。
And the two legs.
是铁的。
And they were made of iron.
这一段历史已经过去了。
And all these has come to pass in history.
我们念世界历史，我们看见巴比伦、马大波斯，然后希腊，然后罗马。
In the world history, we read the kingdom of Babylon, then the Media Persia kingdom, the kingdom of Greece, and the Roman Empire.
神所说的这些奥秘的这些预言，已经成就这一大半。
So all of it, God prophesied, most of it has already come to pass.
但是从这两个脚出来的有一个半贴半泥的腿。
But from these four kingdoms and came the feet made of half iron and half a baked clay.
就贴跟泥怎么样想个混合在一起呢
？How can you combine iron and partly of baked clay?
虽然不能够合在一起。
Even though they cannot be combined together.
但是实际上是半贴半泥的。
So in reality, it's half iron and half clay.
大部分的预言家都说，这是将来罗马帝国要再复国。
And many of the scholars said the Roman Empire will come to power again.
因为这个腿是这个脚是从腿出来的。
Because the feet are come from legs.
从这一个铁出来的，铁后来变成半铁半泥。
So it's from the iron and it's a half iron half baked clay.
这许多人看到今天的联合国就是这个半铁半泥的一种的意象。
So therefore, they see the United Nations as the prelude to this half clay and half iron.
有铁的。
Yes, they have iron.
讲强权的。
And they talk about dictatorship.
共产的。
Communism.
有的讲那个是泥的，是讲民主的。
And the clay, they talk about democracy.
这个民主跟强权都在一起。
And the democracy and the communism can never get together.
今天我们看见在纽约联合国大厦。
So we can see in the United States building in New York City.
在大厦的根基那里有一本圣经。
And in the foundation of the building, there is a Bible.
他们希望把世界的和平建立在圣经上面，在神的话上。
They hope to build the peace of the world on the word of God.
在现在联合国里面没有祷告，没有读圣经。
But in the United Nations, they don't pray, they don't read the Bible.
像我们在联合国里面，我们看见他是要讲世界的和平。
In the United Nations, they want to have world peace.
我们看见表面在那里讲裁军，裁军。
And on the surface, they want to cut the armament, disarmament.
但是后面在增加在军备，在装备。
But in their back, they want to build more arms.
那是一个虚假的和平。
It is a hypocrisy.
那个铁跟泥是不能够摆在一起的。
So iron and clay can never get together.
结果是摆在一起。
Then they are together now.
世界的景况给我们看见了那一个像的一种的应验。
So therefore, the current events, everyday happening. It just fit to the prophecy of God.
今天联合国不是代表那一个罗马帝国的复兴。
And the United Nations does not represent the revival of the Roman Empire.
今天我们看见的欧洲的中东的问题，就是这些问题的一种的照相。
And we can see the reflection of the problem in the Middle East in Europe.
将来这一个罗马帝国要复兴的时候，就要把它那整个罗马帝国的版图。
So therefore, they would go through this whole thing again if Roman Empire ever revived.
到了罗马帝国复兴的时候，古罗马帝国复兴的时候，那个石头就下来了。
And when the Roman Empire rises again, this rock will come.
现在这个美国是一个 United, 是一个 American United, 就是一个联合的国家，联合联邦。
So, our nation is called the United States of America.
现在在那个欧洲的共同市场，他们最开始也就是有这个意思，要成一个欧洲的联邦。
And in the Europe, they have the common market.
那个欧洲共同市场现在看来是个经济，以经济为主。
So they use their economy as their central thing.
但实际上，在欧洲的共同市场将来就要成为一个政治的联合。
And later on, they will have the political united.
今天现在共同市场已经有10个国家了。
And you know now in the common market we have 10 nations.
开始只有6个国家。
They started with 6 nations.
现在有10个国家了。
Now we have 10 nations.
这个共同市场的这个版图可以说是占据以前的古罗马帝国的版图。
And we can see all the area they occupied with the common market represent the old ancient Roman Empire.
意思这个半铁半泥的这个十个脚趾已经伸出来了。
Therefore, the half clay and half iron, the 10 toes already stepped forward.
今天整个世界的指示都是趋向圣经的预言的这一个的中心点来转。
So the whole current event fits right into the Bible prophecy.
再接下去，那块石头下来。
Then the rock will come.
那个石头什么？
What is the rock?
那个石头就是在一个耶稣基督。
And that rock represents the coming of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督原来是个塔，一个房角石，是建造圣殿的房角石。
And originally Jesus represents the rock to build the house.
有一天这个房角石要变成一块大的石头。
So he represents the cornerstone. One day it will become a great huge mountain.
当主再来的时候，
when Jesus Christ comes again,
世界万国都要归向他。
The whole nations, everybody will come to him.
主耶稣要做万王之王，要做万族之主。
He will be the King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
他要坐在大卫的宝座上做王，要建立一个普世性的一个国家。
He wants to sit on the throne and rule and all over the world.
今天有的人不愿意说主再来。
A lot of people do not want to talk about the second coming of Christ.
他认为今天的科学进步到个地步。
They think that scientific advancement.
人的聪明智慧可以创造一个人间的天国。
They think that use their reasoning, use their ability, scientific inventions, they can have a human-made utopia.
人的智慧可以建立一个世界的乐国。
And so the intellect of the human being, we can have a utopia.
不需要耶稣再来。
We don't need the second coming of Christ.
但是世界越来文明越来也昌明，科学越来进步，但人性越来越堕落。
But in reality, our civilization has advanced, our intellect has increased, but our morality, our standard of living have decreased.
主必定要再来。
God will come again.
他要恢复，要应验这个巴勒斯坦的约。
Because he must keep the covenant of Palestine.
当主再来的时候，
when Jesus Christ comes,
万国要归向他。
Every nation shall bow to him.
我们看两几处圣经。
Shall we read several places of the Bible?
在以赛亚书第61章。
Isaiah 61st chapter.
以赛亚六十一章。
Isaiah 61st chapter.
我们看第四节到第九节。
4 to the 9th verse.
你要留意这节圣这圣经是说明了主再来要建立的国度，就是要来应验那个巴勒斯坦约。
Remember when you read that he will keep the covenant of Palestine.
第四节。
4th verse.
以赛亚第六十一章第四节。
Isaiah 61, 4th verse.
在新旧约圣经八百七十三面。
In my Bible is the Old Testament 801 page.
我们一同念。四到第九节
From 4 to the 9th verse, read it together.
他们必修造已久的荒场，建立先前荒凉之处，重修历代荒凉之城。那时外人必起来牧放他们的羊群，外邦人必做你们耕种田地的，修理葡萄园的。你们倒在称的耶和华的祭司，人必称你们为他们神的布衣。你们必吃用列国的财物，赢得他们的荣耀赐夸。你们必加倍的好处，代替所受的羞辱，粪中所得的喜乐，所代替所受的凌辱。在境内必得加倍的产业，永远之乐必归于你们。因为我耶和华喜爱公平，恨恶抢夺和罪孽，我要凭诚实施行报应，并要以我的百姓立约永约。他们的后裔必在列国中被人认识，他们的子孙在万民中也是如此。凡看见他们的必认他们是耶和华赐福的后裔。这讲到以后主耶稣再来建立千禧年国是在巴勒斯坦地方。
So therefore it prophesies when Jesus comes again, when he built the kingdom of millennium, it will be in Palestine.
以色列人要在那国度里面做祭司。
Because the Israelites will be ministers and priests in there.
引导万民来敬畏神。
And they will bring all the people to worship God.
我们再看耶利米书底下一本书耶利米。
And let's read Jeremiah, which is next to Isaiah in the back.
第三章。
Third chapter, Book of Jeremiah.
耶利米第三章第十七节到十八节。
17th to the 18th verse.
在旧约八百八十五面。十七节、十八节，我们一起念这两节圣经。
Shall we read it together?
第三章耶利米三章十七节。
Jeremiah third chapter, 17th verse.
我们一起念。那时人必称耶路撒冷为耶和华的宝座，万国必到耶路撒冷，在耶和华立名的地方聚集。他们必不再随从自己顽梗的恶心行事。当那些日子，犹太家和以色列家同行，从北方之地一同来到我赐给你们列祖为业之地。这一句话说，一同来到我赐给你们列祖为业之地。
And together they will come for a northern land to the land I gave your forefathers and as an inheritance.
这个地什么地呢？
Where is this place?
就是巴勒斯坦地。
Palestine.
主耶稣再来要在耶路撒冷建立宝座。
Therefore, when Jesus comes again, he will have the throne of the Lord in Palestine.
神要把、
in、Jerusalem.
神要把这个巴勒斯坦地要再还给他，再放他们手中。
So Jesus will give the Palestine the place to back to the Israelites.
主必再来。
God will come again. Jesus will come again.
主耶稣不再来，巴勒斯坦又不能成就。
If Jesus does not come, then he will not keep the covenant of Palestine.
虽然今天我们看见中东的问题那么的严重。
So we can see the problem in the Middle East now.
不错，以色列他们在尽量的争夺他们的地方。
Yes, the Israelites want to grab every inch of land they can.
但是这一个要实现，一直等到主再来的时候就完全实现了。
But when this comes to reality, it have to wait till the second coming of Christ.
今天以色列他们强调这个地是神给我们的。
And the Israelites said.This is the land that God has given to us.
是这个地是神赐给以色列人。
Yes, God gave to them.
谁都不能从他们的手中抢夺。
No one can take away from them.
但这件事情要成就，不是凭着今天以色列人的军火去抢夺来的。
But it is not because the arm of the Israelites they would get it.
直到主耶稣再来的时候。
They have to wait till the second coming of Christ.
这个地要归在他们的手中。
And all Palestine will belong to the Israelites.
我们看见旧约的预言。
We can see the prophecy of the Old Testament.
主父给我们有个绝对的信心来相信主必定要再来。
Give us such a certainty in our faith that we know Jesus will come again.
我们预备迎接他，主来时我们预备迎接他。
So when he comes, we should prepare ourselves to meet him.
这是旧约的一部分。
This is a part of the Old Testament.
我们希望就把新约一部分来看一看。
Let's read the part of New Testament.
请各位看那个希伯来书
Hebrews
第十章
10th chapter.
希伯来书第十章
Hebrews the 10th chapter.
新约的322面
In the New Testament, my Bible is 1,200. See what he has promised.
我们要得到神所应许的，就是说还有一点点的时候，那要来的就来了。
We want to receive what he has promised, for in just a little while he'll be coming.
神应许我们什么？
What did God promise us?
神应许我们那一要来的那一位。
God has promised us Jesus Christ will come again.
在还有一点点的时候。
In just a little while.
那要来的就来。
And the one come will come.
那一位是谁？
Who is he?
那一位就是耶稣基督。
He is Jesus Christ.
神不但应许耶稣基督来到世界上来担负世人的罪。
Not only he would come to bore our sins the first time when he came.
他应许我们主耶稣的要来到世界上统治这世界。
He promised us he would rule over the world.
我们要与耶稣一同作王。
That we would reign with him.
我们要行完神的旨意，我们就能够承受得到那所应许的，就是那一位要来的那一位。
We must persevere so we can have done the will of God, then we will receive what he has promised.
全部的新约圣经至少有320次提到耶稣再来。
In the whole New Testament, there's 320 times mentioned about the second coming of Christ.
单单保罗书信在十三、十四本书信里面提到五十次关于耶稣基督再来。
And in the Paul's epistles, he talked about the second coming of Christ 50 times.
如果你看希伯来书这一本书就提到有36次要说耶稣基督再来。
And in the book of Hebrews, mentioned 36 times the second coming of Christ.
所以在新约圣经里面提到主再来的分量非常的重。
So therefore, it is vitally important that.Second coming of Christ weighs a lot in the New Testament.
我们要接受新约一切教训，我们也应该接受新约给我们的一切预言。
If we want to accept the teaching of the New Testament, we must accept the prophecy of the New Testament.
主耶稣自己说到了，我必再来。
Jesus himself said he will come again.
他说在我的父家里许许多多的住处。
He said in my father's house there are many mansions.
我去是为你们预备地方去的。
I go to prepare a place for you.
我若去了就要再来接你们到我那里。
If I go, I will come again to receive you to that mansion.
我在那里，你们也在那里。
And I will be there, you will be there also.
耶稣说我必再来接你们。
And Jesus promised us he will come and receive us.
耶稣给我们一个绝对的一个担保。
He gave us such a certainty that he will come.
圣经里面写的 be 这个字非常的要紧，很重要。
And it's very important. He said he will come. Will the word?
那是很肯定，很肯定的。
It is a word that's such a certainty, such an assurance, no doubt about.
不许可我们一丝一毫的疑惑。
And no doubt about it.
当主耶稣升天的时候，天使显现出来了。
And when Jesus said this.The angels manifested.
天使说那一位怎么样升天的他也要再来。
And the angels manifest to the disciples that the one who ascended to the heaven by the same way he will come again.
主耶稣怎么样驾云升天，耶稣一样要驾云降临。
How he ride the clouds and was ascended to him the same way he will come again.
耶稣再来要驾云降临了。
He will come with the clouds.
彼得啊，保罗也提到主再来的问题，我们刚提到了。
And Paul also mentioned.
所以他要我们警醒守望主耶稣再来。
He wants us to be persevere and really pay attention to the second coming of Christ.
雅各书信里面也告诉我们说，主必再来，我们要忍耐等候主再来。
And in the book of James, it says we must.Persevere and wait patiently for the coming of the Lord.
他说农夫怎么样等在那一个地的出产
？And how the farmer waited for the produce of the ground.
我们也要怎样的忍耐等候我们的主要是再来
？And we must be persevere and have patience wait for the coming of the Lord.
约翰也告诉我们说，主要再来，我们要像他。
And John said to us, when Jesus comes, we will be like him.
所以我们要有做一个公义圣洁的生活，我们才能坦然无惧的见那要来的再来的主。
So therefore, we must live a life of holiness, and we must live a life of righteousness. Then we can have certainty to meet Him.
犹大写信说，我们要保守自己，一直等到主再来。
And the book of Jude said that we should preserve ourselves till the day that God comes.
全部的新约圣经里面都告诉我们主要再来。
The whole New Testament tells us so many times that Jesus will come again.
我们用单纯绝对的信心接受圣经的教训。
We use a very simple, certain faith to accept what God tells us.
我们同样要用单纯绝对的信心接受圣经的预言。
And we must use the same kind of simple faith to accept the prophecy of the New Testament.
旧约告诉我们。
The Old Testament told us.
主必再来。
Jesus Christ will come again.
新约告诉我们主必再来。
New Testament tells us Jesus will come again.
我想我用点时间跟各位谈谈今天现在的情况。
I'm going to use some time to talk about the current events.
一段圣经讲得很清楚。
There's one scripture Bible, it's very clear.
我们读这段圣经的时候，就照对今天整个世界的光景。
And when we read this, we can see, reflect what is going on in this world today.
来，我们对照一下。
Let us see for ourselves.
给我们增加我们对主在的信心。
And to increase our faith in Jesus Christ.
马太福音第二十四章。
Book of Matthew, 24th chapter.
马太福音二十四章三十二节。念到四十节，四十四节。
32nd to the 44th verse.
那件圣经我很快念，那请各位看啊。
Pastor Kang is going to read this.
第三十二节里说啊，这马太福音三第二十四章，二十四章三十二节啊。
The book of Matthew, 24th chapter, 32nd verse.
那我念的时候，请你留意，今天把今天的情况做个比较。
And compare what is our current event to this.
所以说，你们可以从无花果树学个比方，当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。这样，你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。我实在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就，天地要毁去，我的话一切不能毁去。但那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天上使者也不知道，人子不知道，唯有父知道。挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。当洪水以前的日子，人大照常吃喝下去，直到挪亚进方舟那日，不知不觉洪水来了，把他们船都冲去，人子降临也要这样。那时两个人在田里取去一个撇下一个，两个女人推磨取去一个撇下一个，所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是那一天来到。家主若知道几更天由则来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋，这是你们所知道的，所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候人子就来了。请各位注意三十二节。
Please pay attention to the 32nd verse.
你们可以从无花果树学个比方。
Now learn this lesson from the fig tree.
当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
As soon as the twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near.
照样。
Same way.
你们看见这一切的事情成就。
When you see all these things.
你们知道人子近了，
you know that it is near,
正在门口了，
right at the door.
那看见什么呢？
What do they see?
这里有看见有三样东西。
They see three things here.
一样是关于犹太人的问题。
One thing related to the problem of the Jews.
一个看见世界列国的问题。
And another thing to see all the other countries' problems.
另外看见教会的问题。
And to see the church's problems.
我今天不能够很详细跟各位分析这三样东西。
I cannot have the time to analyze this clearly for you.
那我们很皮毛的把它看一看。
Let's see this very shallowly.
第一件事情我们看到就犹太人的复国的问题。
The first thing we want to seeThe revival of the Jewish kingdom.
圣经有三种树是预表耶路撒这个犹太国。
And the three things that they represent the kingdom of Israel.
三种树。
Three trees represent.
一种是叫是橄榄树。
One is talk about the olive branch.
一种是无花一种是葡萄树。
And a grapevine.
一种是无花果树。
And a fig tree.
那么无花果树是代表犹太的政治的问题。
And the fig tree usually represents the political situation of the Jewish nation.
这里说无花果已经发芽长叶，那么夏天近了。
It says the twigs that get tender and the leaves come out, you know that summer's near.
那么同样，你们看这些事情。
And the same way, when you look at all these things.
什么事情呢
？What is this?
就是无花果树长叶发嫩，长叶发嫩长叶。
Because when you see the fig trees getting tender and the leaves are coming out.
所谓耶路撒冷，所谓耶无花果树发嫩长叶，那是意表说犹太的政治与犹太的国家复兴了。
So you know that the Jewish nation has come to a reality.
巴比伦尼布加尼沙王在主前606年第一次掳掠犹太人。
King Nebuchadnezzar in 606 BC
has 587年就把耶路撒冷整个耶路撒冷摧毁。
And in the 587 BC, the kingdom of Babylon has destroyed the city of Jerusalem.
犹太王国了。
And the Jewish nation was abolished on the earth.
不错，虽然他70年回国。
Although they revived 70 years afterwards.
但是70年回国之后，还是在马大波斯、在希腊、在罗马的统治之下。
But that they were under the rulership of Media Persia or Greece or Roman Empire.
那不是真正的一个成为一个自立的国家，自由的国家。
They didn't become an independent nation.
那意思从严格说起来，犹太王国是在主前587年。
Correctly speaking, the Jewish nation was abolished on the earth in the year of 587 BC.
犹太王国
after the kingdom was destroyed,
一直在列国的统治之下。
All the time they were under the rulership of other countries.
结果他们好像球一样被人家丢去，丢在丢来丢去。
They were like a ball, throwing over all over the world.
直到如今，犹太人还在分散，今天全世界各地方。
Even today, the Jewish nation people, Jewish people scattered all over the world.
现在有犹太人1000多万是流浪在世界各国。
Over 100,000 or a million of them all over the world.
在1948年。
But on the day, on the year of 1948.
犹太复国了。
May 14th, Israel became a nation.
从主前587年一直到主后1948年，复国。
From 587 BC to the year 1948, May 14th.
无花果发嫩长叶。
And the lesson we learned here is when the fig tree, as soon as twigs get tender and the leaves come out.
犹太复国了。
You know, the Jewish nation has become. So many people in the Zionist movement, they all came back. I think about 3 million people that are in Israel.
国家建立起来了。
They built the country.
而且国家很发展。
And also they have prosperity.
现在的经济。
Now the economy.
现在的政治。
Now the political situation.
现在的军事。
And the military strength.
现在的科学。
And the science.
犹太人都发展得非常的快。
Very, very advanced.
他们很多是根据饥饿圣经所记载的，去寻找他们的矿产，去发展他们的水利。
And many times they go through the Old Testament to see where their treasure lie under the ground.
圣经里面说，在沙漠要开道路，在那个在这个旷野要开江河。
And the Bible says in the wilderness you have a river flowing, and you have all sorts of things. Then it was recorded in the Old Testament.
在40年前，我到犹太地去，到那个犹太旷野。
And 14 years ago, I went to Israel, in the wilderness of Israel.
以前是个荒凉的旷野。
And it was a wilderness before.
现在他们把约旦河的水引进来，浇灌这旷野，结果旷野有很多的植物出来了。
But they used the irrigation water from the river of Jordan. Now they have many fruit trees.
他们现在计划要从约旦河到地中海开一个运河。
And they wanted to have a canal from the Mediterranean Sea to the River Jordan.
他们利用这个水来灌溉这个旷野，使这个旷野有道路，在沙漠里面有江河。
So they want to have river in the wilderness and roads in the wilderness.
他们根据圣经的发展他们的国家。
They use the Bible as a guideline to build their country.
现在不但是国家已经独立了，已经复国了，国家在那里发展。
not only they have revived the kingdom, they have an independent kingdom, they have a developed kingdom.
无花果树不但是发嫩，不但是发嫩，而且长叶了。
Not only the twigs get tender and the leaves comes out.
直到1967年。
Then 1967.
那个六历的战争。
You know the Six Day War.
他们把那个被分裂的那个耶路撒冷城也统一了。
And they have united the divided Jerusalem city, the old city.
世人都公认那个六历战争是个神迹。
And everybody knew it was a miracle, the Six Day War, how they won the war.
那个都延将军能够发出那么大力量。
And the Diane, the general, how could he direct a small force and comfort everybody?
这是个神迹。
It was a miracle.
神的应许没有落空。
God's promise was never in vain.
树已经无花果已经发芽已经长叶了。
And here says the fig tree, the twigs get tender and the leaves are coming out.
我们看见这一些事。
When we see all this,
人子近了。
God will come.
就在门口了。
Right next door.
现在联合国虽然反对耶路撒冷做他们的首都。
Even though that United Nations are against Jerusalem to be the capital of Israel.
他们要把犹太人所得来的地都还给他们。
And they want the Israelites to give away the land which they conquered.
尽管世人都在反对。
Even though the whole world against them.
但是犹太人他永远不能够让步。
But the Jewish nation will not give back.
这个耶路撒冷就是我们的国都。
Yes, Jerusalem is our city.
将来主耶稣降临要在耶路撒冷来建立大卫的宝座。
And when Jesus comes again, he wants to use the city of Jerusalem to build his kingdom and sit on his throne.
世人一切的力量，集中全世界军事力量，也没有办法来推翻这个事实。
And all the world combined their military forces cannot get rid of this fact.
这是主的话。
This is God's words.
所以中东的问题永远是问题。
You know, the Mideast problem will be a problem.
中东的问题要解决，要到主再来解决。
The problem will be solved until the coming of Christ.
犹太复国。
The revival of the nation.
是主再来一个
Jewish nation.
非常有力的证据。
It is the revival of the nation of the Jewish nation. The reestablishment of that nation is a very vital proof that Jesus' words is true.
那我们眼睛从犹太人身上转向今天的世界。
Let us focus from the Jewish people to this world today.
这里说，裸鸦的日子如何，人子的日子也必怎样。
It says, as the day of the Noah shall the day of the Son of Man.
37节
37th verse
挪亚日子怎样人子降临也要怎样
As it was in the days of Noah So it will be at the coming of the Son of Man
挪亚日子怎么样了呢
What was the days of the Noah
这里说人照常吃喝娶嫁娶
Because it says for in the days before the flood People were eating and drinking Marrying and giving in marriage Up to the day
ロヤ日子是一个犯罪淫乱的时代。
The days of Noah were a sinful days, and the people committed sin everywhere.
罪恶淫乱是罗亚时代的特色。
And the sin has flooded everywhere in that age.
今天时代如何
？What about today's age?
今天时代是罗亚时代。
Today is like the Noah's age.
我们看看保罗怎么样的形容罗亚时代的光景。
Let's see how Paul described the days of Noah.
难道你看看今天是不是这样的情况
？Let us see whether it applies to us today.
提摩太后书第三章。
Second Timothy.
第三章。
Third chapter.
在新约304面。
Second Timothy, the third chapter. In my Bible is 1280 page.
第一节。
First verse.
保罗说：“你应该知道。”
Paul said, "But mark this."
末世必有危险的日子来到。
There will be terrible time in the last days.
我们注意第二节下去。
And let's pay attention to what follows the second verse.
至少提到19样的罪。
And there are 19 types of sin.
这些都是今天社会的实际的光景。
And today, these 19 things are the actuality of sin of today in our society, this very moment.
怎么说呢？因为那时候人要专顾自己。
It says people will be lovers of themselves.
贪爱钱财
Lovers of money.
自夸
Boastful.
狂傲
Proud.
放逐
abusive,
违背父母
disobedient to their parents,
违背、忘恩负义
ungrateful,
心不圣洁
unholy,
无亲情
without love,
不解怨
unforgiving,
好色财言
slanderous,
不能自约
without self-control,
性情凶暴
brutal,
不爱良善
not lovers of good,
卖主卖油
treacherous,
任意妄为
rash,
自高自大
conceited,
爱厌都不爱神
lovers of pleasure rather than the lovers of God,
有敬虔的外貌却背了敬虔的实意
having a form of godliness but denying its power.
你看这些情况是今天世界的光景。
This is the description of our society today.
这是当时挪亚时代的光景。
And this also was the situation in Noah's day.
这一些东西
All these things,
一样一样的显出来了
and one after one after one, we can see with our eyes.
这些东西已经摆在我们眼前
All these things are before us.
这些东西已经发生在我们中间
All these things are in us.
这些东西在这社会充斥整个的社会
and this has saturated our society.
弟兄姊妹
beloved,
这是挪亚的日子。
This is the Noah's day.
挪亚日是怎样，人子降临的时候也要这样。
And as the Noah's day shall be the days of the Son of Man to come.
这些光景越来越严重。
This situation are getting worse and worse.
人子近了。
It is so close.
已经在门口了。
Right next door. Right at the door.
这一点点的时候。
Only a little while.
我们不知道是今天。
We don't know whether it's today.
是半夜。
Or whether in the middle of the night,
或是明天早晨
or tomorrow morning,
在门口了
it's right at the door.
我们把这个范围再缩小一点
Let's condense this.
然后把这个范围缩小到今天的教会
Let's condense to today's church.
今天教会又怎么样了呢
What is the situation of the church today?
在启示录有七个教会，这七封书信这七个教会
In the book of Revelation, they describe seven churches.
这七封书信代表教会七个时代。
And the seven churches represent the seven ages of a church.
最后的时代是老底嘉的时代。
The last age is the church of Laodicea.
让我们看看老底嘉教会什么情况。
Let's see how the church is in Laodicea.
而来比较今天教会的光景。
Let's compare to our church today.
我们看见主来日近了。
We can see that God's coming time is close.
我们看启示录第三章。
Book of Revelation, third chapter.
第三章，我们从第十七节看起。
From the 17th verse we read.
或者我们从第十四节念起。
From the 14th verse we read.
启示录在三百五十八面呢，新约。
It's the last book of the Bible.
他说：“你要写信给老底嘉教会的使者说，那为阿门的，为诚信真实做见证的，在神创造万物之上为严守的说，我知道你的行为，你也不冷而不热。”第十五节。
It says, "The angel of the Lord in Laodicea write, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness to the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds.You are neither cold nor hot.
第十六节，你既如温水，又不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth.
第十七节
，17th verse.
你说
，You say.
今天我们说
，Today we say.
我富足，已经发了财啊。
I'm rich. I'm prosperous.
我一样都不缺。
I don't have any need.
真的，今天我们的教会这个光景。
Yes, today our church is rich.
我们很富足啊。
Yes, we are rich.
我们都发财了。
We are prosperous.
我们一样都不缺。
We don't have anything in need.
今天教会不需要不缺钱是吧
？Today the church do not need money.
我们很丰富。
We're rich.
我听说在 Texas 那有个教会，一个礼拜堂盖第一期盖一百万，第二期又一百万。
I heard this one church in Texas, first phase, $1 million. The other phase, the second phase, is $1 million.
一个教会盖运动场盖一百万，
And another church had a gymnastics building, $1 million.
很丰富。
Very rich.
今天的教会是富足发财，一样都不缺。
Today, our church is wealthy. We don't need anything.
却不知道你是那困苦可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、吃身的。
But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
这又是真实情况。
This is also the true description of the church.
我们困苦。
Yes, we are wretched.
今天我们属灵的光景那样的可怜。
Yes, our spiritual situation is pitiful.
我们对圣经，我们很容易明白真理，我们很明白圣经道理。
Sometimes we understand the Bible truth.
但是我们明白圣经道理，我们不能遵行圣经道理。
We understand in our head, yet we do not live in our lives.
今天在美国有两三百个中国查经班。
We have 200 or 300 Bible classes, Chinese Bible classes in the United States.
我们懂得查经。
We know how to study the Bible.
我们懂得分享。
We know how to share.
这些圣经你什么亮光？你什么亮光？你的看法如何？你的看法如何
？What kind of light you have? What kind of light you have? What do I read? What do you read?
亮光很丰富。
We have a lot of lights.
我们可以分享，大家很丰富。
We can share, and we are really blessed.
我们懂得一节圣经，一节圣经解释。
And we know how to explain one verse after another.
但是我们对整个圣经的真理却是破碎的。
But the whole truth, we are broken.
所以今天有人看见今天的查经班的危机。
So we can see the crisis of our Bible class.
很容易受异端的侵蚀。
It's very easy for the cult to come into our Bible.
很容易被那个异端所占据。
It's easy to be controlled by the cults.
因为我们只是都懂了圣经的片段。
Because we only know one section of the Bible, one side of the Bible.
我们不明白圣经整个真理的整面。
We do not know the whole truth of the Bible.
使得我们断章取义。
If we only take it out of context.
我们把旧的东西搬到新约，新的东西搬到旧约。
And we use the old things for new, use the new things for old.
我们不是以经解经。
We do not use the Bible to explain the Bible.
乃是把旧有的思想当作新有的解释。
And we use the old thinking to use in the new application.
我们对整个圣经的真理的整体，我们没有。
We do not know the whole truth as the whole Bible teaches us.
你说我们明白真理吗
？You tell us we know the truth.
为什么我们不能够行真理？
Why can we practice what we believe?
因为我们不明白真理。
Because we do not know the truth.
我们只懂得字面。
We only know the meaning of the word.
我们只懂得字句。
We only know the sentences.
我们不懂得经义。
We do not know the meaning of the words.
保罗说，字句叫人死。
Because Paul said the word will make you die.
经义叫人活。
And the experience will make you live.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother,
我们读圣经不是读这读字面。
We do not read just the words alone.
我们要明白经义。
Yes, we must know the meaning of the words.
我们不是要抓住那个圣经的片段。
We do not want to take out of context one section here, one section there.
我们要追求整个真理的整面。
We must know the whole truth, the whole Bible.
这是非常要紧的问题。
This is vitally important.
今天我们看见教会困苦可怜。
Today we see the pitifulness of a church.
贫穷。
Poor.
我们把圣经当作一种知识。
Because we use the Bible as a knowledge.
我们的生命还是那么的肤浅。
Because our life is so shallow.
我们圣经的知识很丰富。
We have a lot of knowledge in our head.
我们的属灵生命是那么的脆弱。
But our spiritual life is so fragile.
我们经不起这个风的吹。
We cannot survive the storm.
我们经不起这个雨的人。
We cannot survive the rain.
我们经不起这个水冲。
We cannot survive the flood.
这些试探引诱围包我们马上倒下去。
All these trials, temptations, everything comes.Then, boom, we go under.
我们软弱。
We're weak.
我们瞎眼。
We're blind.
我们看不见真理的光。
We cannot see the true light.
我们赤身露体。
And we're like naked.
我们一点的好行为都没有。
We don't have any good behavior.
人家告诉原来你基督徒，我都不知道。
Then people say you are a Christian. I don't even know about that.
你讲的话跟我们一样的。
Whatever you say, the same thing I say.
我们用手段，你还是用手段。
We use trickery. So do you.
我们在那里用诡诈的方法，你也是用诡诈的方法。
We use deceive methods, so do you.
我们是在赤身的。
Yes, we're naked.
没有好行为。
We don't have any good behavior.
今天的教会。
Today's church.
就是老底嘉教会的光景。
It is exactly like the church of Laodicea.
外表虽然好像很富足，已经发财了，样样都不缺，其实我们的生命是那么可怜，我们那么软弱。
On the outside, we're so rich. We have everything, but inside, we're so poor.
主告诉我们说，我劝你们。
So Jesus said, I tell you.
向我买眼药。
You should buy the medicine from me.
向我买那个火炼的金子。
And you should buy from me gold refined in the fire.
向我买衣服。
So you should buy white clothes from me to wear.
让金子叫你富足。
The gold will make you rich.
让衣服叫你穿上不至于赤身露体。
So the clothes will not make you naked.
买眼药使你的眼睛不至于瞎眼。
So the medicine will make your eyes see.
那你要看见。
So you can be able to see.
今天我们所看的世界的东西，我们看不见神所带给我们属灵的恩典。
Today, all we see is the worldliness, all the attraction of this world. Yet our eyes are blind to the spiritual things God wants us to see.
这是今天教会的光景。
Today, this is the situation of the church today.
老底嘉教会到最后就是教要被提的。
You know, the church of Laodicea, in the church.
这要被提的，被提的。
The last will be raptured.
意思说，老底嘉教会之后，这个时代之后，就教会被提的时候。
Oh, after the church of Laodicea, the church will be raptured.
那我们看第四章就知道了。
In the fourth chapter, it says here.
启示录第四章第一节说。
The fourth chapter, the first verse says.
他说：“此后我观看天上的门开了，我初次听见那好像吹号的声音对我说：‘你上到我这里来。’
After this, I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven, and the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, 'Come up here.'
你上到我这里来。
Come up here.
那是教会被提。
And this is the rapture of the church.
这里，约翰代表整个教会。
This.John said that it represents the whole church.
主说你上来。
So Jesus said, "Come up here."
老底嘉教会是一个教会最末了的时代。
And the last age of the church is the age of the church of Laodicea.
一个可怜的光景，一个在被提之前的教会，就是这样的光景。
It is such a pitiful sight. Just before the rapture of the church, this is the situation of the church.
这个复活的主，他知道得很清楚。
The resurrected Lord knows everything.
20世纪80年代的基督教会就是这样的光景。
In the 20th century, in 1980s, our church is exactly the description of here.
为什么
？Why?
因为我们把主关在门外。
Because we have shut Jesus outside the door.
我们礼拜堂盖得很漂亮。
We have beautiful church buildings.
但是没有主的地位。
But we do not have a place for our Lord.
我们基督徒，我们披上基督徒的外衣。
We have a beautiful cloth as a Christian.
我们里面没有主的地位。
But in our heart, where is Jesus in our heart?
我还是以我自己为中心。
We are self-centered.
我们把主关在门外。
We have shut Jesus out.
难怪主在那里告诉我们说：“我要叩门，凡给我开门的，我要进去。你以我为你，要一同坐席。”
Therefore, Jesus said to us, "I knock, open the door. Whoever opens, I will come into and sup with you."
我们一同读第二十节。
The 20th verse, let's read it together.
启示录第三章二十节，我们一同念。看哪、啊，我站在门外叩门。若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去。我与他，他与我一同坐席。耶稣说：“我站在门外叩门。”
Jesus said, "I stand at the door and knock."
为什么主在门外叩门呢
？Why Jesus had to stand outside the door and knock?
主应该在我的心里面。
Jesus should be in my heart.
主应该在我的生命当中。
Jesus should be in my life.
主应该在我的生命里面居首位，应该坐宝座。
Jesus should be in the throne of my life, the center of my life.
我们竟然把主赶出去。
But we have shut him outside the door.
我们成一个有名无实的基督徒。
We come, we have a name as a Christian, but in reality, we're not.
我们生命那么的脆弱。
Our life, our spiritual life is so fragile.
我们不能影响别人。
We cannot give nourishment to other people.
主在门外叩门。
Jesus is knocking the door outside.
主不但在礼拜堂门外叩门。
Not only he's knocking.Outside the door of a church.
主也在我的心门叩门。
But Jesus knocking the door outside our heart.
你愿不愿意打开
？Have you opened your heart for Jesus?
不但接受耶稣基督做主你的救主。
Not only to accept Him as your Savior.
要接受耶稣基督做你的主。
But you must accept Him as the Lord and the Master of your life.
要接受耶稣就在你生命当中做王。
He is the king in your life.
掌管你。
To rule over you.
我们才能够坦然无惧地见主的面。
Then we can come with confidence before God.
看啊，我站在门外叩门。
It says, "Here I am. Stand at the door and knock."
若有听见我声音的，就开门，我要进到他里面去。
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door,
我与他， 他与我一同坐席。
I will go in and eat with him, and he with me.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的恩主。
Dear Heavenly Father.
你这些软弱、贫穷、可怜的孩子们。
We are poor, weak children of yours.
今天等候在你面前。
We wait before you, Lord.
我们要悔改。
We want to repent.
我们要在你面前承认我们的软弱。
We want to admit to you that we are weak.
我们承认我们的贫穷。
We want to admit to you we are poor.
我们承认我们的瞎眼。
We want to admit to you that we are blind.
我们承认我们是赤身。
We are naked.
主啊。
Lord.
可怜我们。
Have mercy on us.
主啊，叫我们在你面前重新校对我们对你的心。
Lord, readjust our priorities so our heart can be toward you.
我们的等候在你面前。
We wait before you.
主啊，你向我们每个人说话。
Lord, speak to every one of us.
我们在那个地方，我们有软弱。
Wherever you see this weakness in our lives.
我们在那个地方有缺少。
Wherever we have a need in our lives,
主啊，今天晚上再次加给我们。
Lord, please help us, increase
us. 求你赐给我们信心。
Lord, give us faith.
让我们找回我们起初爱你那颗心。
Let us get back our first love toward you.
主啊，让我们能够借着这样，让我们来医治你的伤心。
Lord, let us repent ourselves so we can heal.
主啊，让我们再一次被你宣导。
Lord, find us once again.
主啊，让我们再一次让你在我们生命当中居首位。
Lord, once again, you'll be the king of our lives.
主啊，今天晚上求你再一次向我们个人施恩惠。
Lord, have mercy on each one of us here.
主啊，叫我们看见我们自己的本相。
Let us see our true selves.
好让你自己再一次来抓住得着我们。
Once again, you can possess us.
主啊，你把我们抱在你的胸怀。
Oh Lord, you cradle us in the bosom.
用你的爱再一次来弥补我们的缺少。
And use your love to touch us.
我们愿意。
We are willing, Lord.
我们愿意被你得着。
We want to be possessed by you.
求你的圣灵今天晚上再一次向我们说话。
May your Holy Spirit speak to each one of us tonight.
不叫我们停留在我们原来的那一个可怜的光景。
Do not let us stop.
主啊，让我们离开我们原来的可怜的光景。
Let us leave our old place.
让我们进到你的丰富里面去。
Let us enter into your riches.
主，我们愿意离开我们以往的软弱。
Lord, we want to leave our old weaknesses.
我们进入你的刚强里面去。
We want to enter into your strong.
求你怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
我们等候在主的面前。
We wait upon you, Lord Jesus.
求你向我们施恩惠。
May you have mercy on us.
我们把你的众儿女们都交在你的手中。
We put everyone into your hand.
主啊。
Lord Jesus.
用你钉痕的手。
Use the hand that was pierced by the nails.
把我们怀抱。
Hold us once again. Cradle us into your bosom.
主啊，让我们抓住你的手，紧紧地跟随你。
Let us hold your hand and never let go of it.
主啊，我们不能改变这个世界。
Lord, we cannot change this world.
但主啊，让我们在你面前把我们自己先改变。
But we can change ourselves because of our repentance before you.
主啊，当我们自己被改变之后
，Lord, when we change ourselves,
我们在不知不觉当中就能够得人。
And in our everyday life, we will shine for you. People will know we're different.
求你恩待我们每一位你的众儿女们。
Lord, have grace and mercy on each one of us.
你祝福这个教会在你面前所做的工作。
Lord, bless this church and everyone.
让我们传教的众弟兄姊妹都能够兴起来。
So we can be all revived in this church.
你在教会当中当主。
You are the king of this church.
让这个教会成个荣耀的教会。
And become a glorious church.
脱离那个老底家的光景。
And we want to get rid of all the situation in the church of Laodicea.
能够被你的喜悦。
And we will be a church after your own heart.
能够借教会来影响其他教会。
So this church can influence all the other churches in our neighborhood.
求你使用我们。
Lord, use us.
你使用我们。
Lord, use us.
我们在等候你。
We wait before you.
你继续向我们说话。
You talk to us.
我们同心祷告。
Shall we pray together?
奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.